A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
A different member of the Braves roster joins Nick and Chris every day this month on The Fan. Brought to you by Truist Bank. Welcome to Bravesuary. Look, we all put our heads together and this is the best we could come up with. We're not very smart.
Newest addition to the Atlanta Braves, Sean Murphy. Sean, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Different offseason for you.
Yeah. Very different.
Have you gathered up sort of all the stuff that comes with not only a trade, but the move, contract, congratulations on that as well. Whirlwindish?
Yes. It's been a lot, but it's been good stuff. I got into Atlanta about 24 hours ago, so I got to walk around the Battery and get some lunch. Lots of good food around here.
Yeah.
And other than that, you know, just feeling some love from the fans. It's been great. And meeting the teammates. That was a big thing for the last 2 days, is just meeting guys and putting names to faces.
So I said this with Travis and Sal Fasano and Brian Snicker, who was a catcher. If you don't know the catchers, the smartest, toughest guys on a baseball team, you just haven't really been paying attention. But now comes the work of new staff, and not just starters. It's bullpens. It's a lot of guys down in camp who not only do you literally have to introduce yourself to, but there's got to become, in a fairly short amount of time, where others say spring training is a little bit too long, for a catcher coming over to a new ball club, there's a lot of work to get done.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to have a lot of work ahead of me, just as far as relationship building. The baseball stuff's the baseball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those extra things. Understanding my pitchers, how they tick, what they like to do, what they don't like to do. You know, I want them to like throwing to me. So, I'll have a lot of work to do as far as, you know, getting a staff in order. Because usually when you enter spring training, you got three or four guys you got to learn, but I got 20 this year, so I'm going to use all 6 weeks of spring.
Yeah, it's not just about fingers either. What you put down, it's why.
Yeah,
finding out what's the purpose pitch for this guy, and then it's the when to push him a little bit, when to pull back a little bit.
Yeah,
you're in the people business.
Kind of, yeah. You know, you got to figure out how to motivate each guy. Some guys just get motivated in different ways. I know I have Travis and Sal and all those guys. They've already figured out which buttons to push. And so I'm going to be talking to those guys and you know, using them. And we're going to combine our knowledge to get through this and to help me learn quicker.
The other part is some guys want to talk a little bit between innings. Some guys don't. There's even stuff that goes on during a game that goes, again, beyond putting fingers down.
Yeah. Again, that's just knowing your guy, knowing when to say something, knowing when to shut up and stay out of his way.
So what game, like, if you were going to assess your game, for Braves fans who are going to listen to this, if you could nutshell it, if there is such a thing, what would you say?
Don't expect anything real flashy from me.
Okay.
You know.
Is that upbringing? Is that personality-wise?
Yeah, personality-wise. Olson earlier in an interview said I had old man tendencies.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I would agree with that. I'm probably an old soul. But, yeah, you know, no, I don't run fast or I hit the ball pretty hard. But I pride myself on my defense and my game calling and that kind of stuff. The hitting is secondary and it'll come. But, yeah, all that defensive stuff, I want to be known as a guy that knew how to call a game and work with the staff.
And, you know, Sal and I were talking about something for the last few years that I've gotten to know him and McCann and the guys that were here before. Part of the catcher's job is to make it a little easier on the umpire. Like, is a guy quiet behind the plate? Does he give an umpire a really good look? And I think that's one of the things that people talk about framing, sure, but I've always thought, how easy do you make it for the guy behind you to call as good a game as possible? That's part of defense.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to be confrontational with umpires. I don't like being that guy. If I think they missed it, I'll let them know. But I'm not going to ever climb down a guy's throat unless I think, you know, maybe there's a really big spot and my emotions get the best of me. But
and he's going to need one later.
Yes. Again, he's going to need it later. And I want to be friends with these guys, and they all talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want them to go back and be like, yeah, no, Murph's good to work with. He's fun. He's easy to work with. You know, I don't want them to be like, yeah, that guy's a jerk. Because everybody else thinks something.
But the idea of really giving a guy a chance over a shoulder to call as good a game as possible, a quiet catcher, it's a little bit underrated in my opinion.
I think so. Yeah. There's a lot of movement, and there's a balance to it. There's a fine line to walk between how much you're moving the baseball and then trying to, you know, quote-unquote frame it and just catching it and giving the umpire a good look. You don't want to insult his intelligence by trying to yank something back to the middle of the zone that's clearly not there.
And if you're complaining about everything, you're the boy who cried wolf.
Exactly, yeah. You only complain when you're right. And if you're not, you got to admit it. So there's times where...
Have you walked out the next day after looking and...
Absolutely. You can look between innings.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And
you're right.
I'll say, I know, I think I had that one in the corner. I'll walk back out there every time. And if I'm wrong, I'll be like, look, you were right. You got me.
Yeah. We're good.
Good call, yeah.
So when you said you're not, did you say not fast? How did you put that? what did you say? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I think not fast is probably fair.
Okay. If I line you and Olsen up.
Oh, man. Ole might get me.
He might.
He might get me. During the season, you know, your knees are pretty banged up. Your hips hurt, so.
What about if Northport, it's a nice 72-degree morning. It's early.
I mean, I think I'd take Ole. Longer legs than me, I don't know. He's probably got better acceleration. But, yeah, no, Ole's not quick either.
No. I don't want to. I mean, he's not. We saw it. And, again, that's not what he's built for.
No.
But I just found it interesting that you had said, I'm not flashy, but you went right to speed or lack thereof.
I don't know why I did that. There is no rhyme or reason. I was just trying to, be a little self-deprecating there.
What did you think when you saw this ballpark? It's 40 degrees out. I'm not telling you, but when you see this compared to Oakland, is the word excited? Dimensions.
It's a great word. Yeah, it's exciting. It's a great place to hit. I love being here. We were here for two games last year, and being a visitor here was a blast. So, we had a good time.
What is it about Oakland? Because, Colorado, people say, it's a lot of home runs. But it's a lot of outfield. You got to play good outfield in Oakland, in Colorado, because it's big.
Yeah.
In Oakland, I'm assuming, are there days when you just go, my God, this is a poke?
Yeah, there are days where that marine layer gets real thick. And, you kind of have to understand that may not be the way you win the game tonight.
Yeah.
And, I watched Olsen do it out there, and he would take his hits the other way, and he played that ballpark just as good as anybody else. But, yeah, there had to be an understanding that some days is just probably not the day to go for it.
and foul territory,
yep.
A lot of it there.
Yeah.
I mean, as a catcher, you can't give up on anything, I'm assuming.
Yeah, nothing. There's outs everywhere. And my time in Oakland, I was blessed to have Ole at first and Matt Chapman at third, so I didn't have to catch a whole lot. Those guys were calling me off every time.
We'll finish up with this. What, coming out of, let's say, April 1st is, I think it's March 31st, but April 1st when you guys break camp, what is it you're hoping to have most settled? Because you're going to learn about guys as you travel and get on the road and do all those other things. But from a catcher relationship with pitchers, what can you get done in 6.5, 7 weeks?
I mean, we kind of covered it. It is just a learning process for each guy in his repertoire and how I'm going to use it. How I'm going to use that guy against whoever we're playing in the first series. It's blanking me right now. We take these games one at a time. Mm-hmm. So when I show up for the ballpark on opening day, what I want settled is how are we going to pitch Washington today?
Okay.
And I can't really look forward.
Will you do sides with guys? Like, will you try to do a little bit more this spring training?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll be catching as many guys as I can.
Okay.
Typically, you don't just because of workload.
Yes.
But I'll be catching as many guys as I can.
Yeah. And the league change? Because I know we're in the league play and everything, but is there anything? Do you think about that for a second?
No, but I know coming to the AL East is going to be a blast, and it's going to be it's going to be a bloodbath in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
every team got better,
and you got some crowds.
We're going to
go to New York, go to Philly. It's going to be a little bit
sure.
Yeah,
but it'll be fun. You want to play in these scenarios, and you want to look back at the end of your career and be like, yeah, I was part of that. I was in the mix.
Did you have to do anything number wise at any point in your career? Like, what was the number that you were given your first spring?
83.
Okay, when what did you go down to?
Because
if you go up from 83, there's probably a problem.
Yeah. I started at 83, then to 65, and then I think straight to 12. I think Oakland had a 12 open, and I got it one spring, and then I got called up later that year, and I just stuck with it. And then when I got traded over, they're like, we got 12 open. You want 12? Sure.
Yeah. Backfields compared to when you were a young guy, people might not understand. This field, those guys go home. Backfield, we go do more work.
Yeah.
How great is it when you're on the big field?
Yeah, the big field is nice. You get the first 5 innings of the game.
Yeah.
And then you get to shower and get out of there. You know, when you're a young guy, you stick around. You may not even play. I remember those early springs that I just sat in the bullpen 9 innings. And, spring training games, so 9 guys throw, I'd catch 9 bullpens. And you just stand out there and you learn and you try and pick brains and, not say anything stupid to a veteran.
Yeah, and it's not over. Look, baseball's glamorous. We get that. But when you're down in the low minors and you're in, somebody told me in Bradenton, somebody told me the other day, I said, look up, it's family. I knew everybody who was in the stands. I asked a guy once, did you really count how many people? He said, yeah, I had a couple of games where I literally counted how many people were in the stands.
Yeah.
That's not glamorous. That's go do your work.
Yeah, and that's part of it. I think that process weeds a lot of guys out.
Sure does.
You know, it's those guys who can, you know, despite those things, get a little bit better every day in advance. And then you kind of get rewarded as you go. You know, if you can survive that low A where there's no fans and, you know, there's no food, you get to double A and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we get some spreads before games and stuff like that. And yeah, things just get a little better and there's a little bit of carrot on the stick.
Planes are better than buses.
Planes are better than buses.
The right count gets better in the bigs.
That is true.
Did you ever have, were you around in the per diem days or did you, when it was like $90 and, because I know it changed with one of the collective bargaining agreements. They used to hand you cash before a road trip. You're too young for that, right?
I think my first short season we were getting per diems.
Okay.
I don't think it was much.
Yeah, but that's changed a little bit. They feed you pretty good in the clubhouse, too, pregame and postgame. That's a little bit different, too. The chefs.
Oh, yeah.
I think these guys are called chefs.
They're chefs for sure. The guys that cook for us here are the best of the best. I mean, the food's outstanding.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck with everything coming up. We will see you down there. You got two really good ones in Travis and Sal. I can tell you firsthand that
100%.
That the good news is the transition will be made as easy as possible because you got workers and veteran workers on top of that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.